Biden, positive about the future. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As the latest jobs report shows a slight improvement in gas prices and job creation.
President Biden points to the price of gasoline as a sign of an improving economy. Some other good news for the White House, the August jobs report, 315,000 new jobs added. But that's a 40% decrease compared to the more than 500,000 jobs added in July. Unemployment ticked up to 3.7% in August from 3.5% the month before. Here's where the new jobs are coming from. Professional services, trade and transportation, leisure and hospitality, retail, education, and health services.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, NASA's Artemis 1 launch has been postponed, and it could take until the end of the month for liftoff.
NASA engineers discovered the leak where a 8-inch fuel line meets the exterior of the rocket. That fuel line delivers very cold liquid hydrogen fuel to the main fuel tank of the rocket. They did several things that they thought might help repair the leak, but when they started the fueling back up, the leak reappeared again. So those efforts to repair the leak were unsuccessful. The SLS rocket and Orion crew capsule are still sitting on launch pad 39B as NASA officials determine the date of their next launched attempt.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. And after circling Tupelo, Mississippi in a stolen plane for hours this morning, a suspect has been arrested.
The suspect has been identified as Corey Patterson. Police say he is facing grand larceny charges and charges of making terroristic threats, with federal charges pending in connection to that plane. Police say he stole and threatened to crash into a Walmart. Tupelo Police Chief John Quaka tells us Patterson is a 10-year employee of Tupelo Aviation, where he fuels planes. Now, police believe he has at least some flight experience.
Fox's Charles Watson. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New York beaches are busy during the holiday weekend, and choppy waters plus heavy partying can make things dangerous.
It's been busy out here, and it will be throughout the holiday weekend. So they're ramping up patrols, not only for the sharks that we're talking about, but also for possibly impaired boaters. This is what we're seeing out here on Long Island. It's been beautiful weather. So with that, police say expect crowded and choppy waterways. Patrols have been out in full force throughout the weekend. We went out with the Nassau County Marine Bureau, and they were patrolling the Atlantic Ocean just off of Long Island here. They have about 50 officers that keep a close eye out for sharks. Also, people driving recklessly and boaters in distress. Last year, there were 658 boating fatalities nationwide, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. As police keep a lookout for boaters operating under the influence, others are remaining vigilant.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Meanwhile, Labor Day weekend usually marks the end of vacation season. And as Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports, plenty of people will be taking one more summer road trip.
New research from AAA finds that about 32% of Americans will travel for the Labor Day weekend, and of those, 82% will go by automobile. The online survey also listed the top destinations, with Las Vegas, San Diego, and Orlando in the top three spots. The holiday weekend comes on the heels of a new airline customer service dashboard from the Department of Transportation. It gives travelers information on guarantees, refunds, or compensation the major domestic airline carriers offer in case their flight is delayed or canceled.
And moviegoers' wallets will get a break today.
Major cinema chains across the country are offering up movie tickets today in celebration of the first ever National Cinema Day for just $3. And it's not just movies. popcorn, candy, and fountain sodas will cost $3 as well. Pretty much all the movies that have opened recently will be available. Among them, Beast, Breaking, The Invitation, Bullet Train, 3,000 Years of Longing, Elvis, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Fox's Michelle Polino, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.